Aquarius, here we are. You once again are tapped into the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael Wood.
Matiana, sorry.
She's sipping her goddamn water. Like, bro, we've been trying to keep this episode going for 30 minutes.
How about?
And you wait until the opportune time to say, be long gone. Yeah, see, that just threw everything all the way off again.
Yeah, all out.
So, this is how people. We are springing into spring. We are flying through the year of 2024. Man, it is like mid-April, Miss Paul.
It is.
It's what?
It is. It's kind of crazy because it seems like just yesterday it was January.
Yeah, and now we're in the middle of late April.
April don't have an airy on the air. April, I'm sorry. I've been over here. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. So, I'm getting this party together. We're going to talk about there's culture and then there's community.
That's right.
And so we would not be remiss today. We had a live hookup session on our IG podcast with Miss Kendria Parker, who is the owner and operator of Josephine's Perfect Affair. And she's a longtime friend and basically she family. Brother and husband, Jesse. They are last name Parkers.
2.0.
They call themselves like Miss Parker. So they're the 2.0.
2.0.
We were 1.0 because we were married first.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Kendria. Josephine's Perfect Affair. They're going to have an event in Palma, Arkansas.
By the time they hear this episode,
it'll already be passed.
Yeah. So their event would have happened.
Yeah.
The previous weekend on April 20th.
Yeah.
But you can always go check out our boutique online, right?
Yeah. Josephine's Perfect Affair. She's on Instagram, Facebook.
Is that it?
And official Kendria.
Yeah.
Also
on
Instagram. So check her out there, a boutique and all the great things that they got going on. And they fam, man. You know, we going to keep it 100.
I love them.
We love to help small black businesses out because, you know, at the end of the day, we do what people won't do for us.
That's right.
And, you know, that's one of the main reasons we started this podcast.
Sharing.
Yeah, sharing.
It's more than caring.
Yeah. It's about supporting, you know. Check in the one-hour episodes. What's your definition of support?
Yeah.
You know, that's what we talk about. You know, this weekly live podcast is a show of support
for
small black
businesses.
And we're going to keep showing our support. So y'all just keep tuning in. And so when we go to, we were talking about culture versus community.
Not versus. There's culture, then there's community.
Oh, yeah.
So you, in actuality, I wouldn't want it to be a versus. It should be a symbiotic relationship. They should work hand in hand, parallel, coexist.
I halfway just gave you the description of how people may take it.
That's true. Which, in essence, personal opinion here, personal hat, that you don't want it to be versus. You want it to be a combination.
It's culture and community.
It's culture and community.
You know,
but a lot of times you will find that there's not culture and community. There's culture, then there's community.
Speaking of culture, you know, still would not be remiss. Come by www.watchforthehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. We still got the Culture Champ hoodie.
Yeah.
We still got all our latest apparel. If you still need you something, we got you something. We got our next lines coming.
Oh, yeah, we do. That's working. It's in the works.
Yeah, so just come by there. We love for y'all to continue to support us as we can continue to support our culture
and
our community.
Yeah, and being a part of our community. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so, Ms. Parker,
yeah,
when you was talking about the whole culture part, mm-hmm. or no, I'm going to take it back. Give us your aspect of the community part.
So, community to me, just in from a business perspective, is networking. That's community.
Building a network and talking to like-minded individuals.
Yeah. And they can be like-minded, but not in the same lane. That's perfectly okay. They can be like-minded and be in the same lane because I guarantee you, you're not going to have the same target audience because 9 times out of 8, notice I said 9 times out of 8.
You took 2 away.
Right. 9 times out of 8, the message will be different because your why is different. Your message is based on your why. Your why is probably the reason you started the business. Ain't two people started the business for the same damn reason.
And when you think about that whole community aspect.
Resources.
We got to go back to the old school method. Remember what they said, it take a village to raise a child?
Yeah.
It take a village to survive a business.
It does.
So we got to go back to the old school method. The black dollar has to circulate in the black neighborhood, in the black community, 10 times before it leaves for black businesses to survive.
Now that's culture.
Exactly.
That's culture. That's not the business-minded community that we're talking about. That social gathering, that networking, that sharing of ideas, that's community, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be from different cultures, but still be in the same community. Yeah. That's like the neighborhood you live in, you know?
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people said that integration was a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because what happened to the black community?
Dispersed.
With integration.
Mm-hmm.
It dispersed, mm-hmm. But then that led cultures
not
to the community.
That's true.
And so when we think about it, when we look at this community and then this culture, the first breakdown came into what? The community.
It did.
And so as for us, we're talking about dealing with our community, we reach out to like-minded small black business.
Yeah, that typically surrounds you, but your culture is kind of that social aspect of even when you think about injustices or past experiences, those types of things, the messages can become, it can be either cultural based, which could go into, you know, something as taboo as, you know, racial issues. Community, it could be, you know, a message based on businesses. Like, you know, we started here or, you know, anything. So it just kind of flip-flops.
Yeah, because a lot of things that deal with the black culture, they say the black culture leads the way.
That's right.
But we don't own
no way. It has the most inequities that you can think of.
It ain't
balanced at all.
The black culture is a multi-trillion dollar business.
Yeah.
But the black community suffers
that's
so
right.
much. So that goes back into culture and community. It's like, so how is it that we built this bitch.
Right.
Let's start off with that. We built this bitch free. We keep giving everybody the ammunition to shoot. And I say literally, not figuratively.
Right.
We give people the ammunition to fund their ideas.
Yeah.
To build legacies.
Yeah.
But how does the black community still suffer?
We don't pour back into our own. We don't put into our own. At that point, you know, that could in turn be community.
Yes. So when we look at the culture, we lead the way.
Yeah, we do. We see a lot of the trends.
But our community is suffering.
It does.
Because we're not putting back into our community.
No.
The culture can be a $3 trillion culture, but only contribute $1 million, $2 million, $3.5 million back to the community.
Yeah.
Which does not work for us. And so we're looking at like for us, we reach out to small business owners because we are them.
Yeah.
They are us.
Right.
We are like-minded individuals in the culture.
Right.
But we also are building a community.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And so that's one of the main reasons. Like we tell y'all, we started this podcast because we wanted to give people inside look into being small black owned businesses and the hooks we go through.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that people could try to avoid those hooks.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, like Ms. Parker was saying, we look at the community aspect and we're like, How is it that we're running things supposedly?
Right.
Air quotes. But we're lacking in our community.
Because community varies.
Because our community got dispersed. You said it earlier.
Yeah.
Integration led to dispersing.
Yeah. When you group by race and ethnicity, when you group by demographics, yeah. But if you start to look at just how like society is now, the culture might be the culture of the African American, the culture of whatever it is you identify with at that point. The community might be the involvement or the level of involvement on the business perspective. Like, just because my culture is, you know, the African American, or, you know, what is it? The, I can't think of it. It's the reggae, not reggae, Afro beat.
You know, Afro beats.
Yeah, like, yeah. That could be like the culture for somebody, because Afro beats isn't a part of necessarily the part of a culture down in the South where we're at, right?
No.
So Afro beats, Northeast, you know, New York, Caribbean, whatever, that's part of their culture, right? But that's one thing. But then when you look at the community, it's like, okay, yeah, we are a minority owned small business. Well, the community we need to get involved with that has the resources that we need to tap into could be, like Kendria was speaking on earlier, Chamber of Commerce, you know, mm-hmm. It gives you the business perspective and other opportunities to, you know, connect with people that are like-minded, not necessarily in the same lane, not even necessarily of the same culture, but because y'all are all coming here with kind of the same intent. With the same goal, and it's to swap resources. Now you're a community. So my culture is my culture, but the community that's going to help me thrive might be something different.
And also to piggyback on what you said about Kendria, she also talked about the entrepreneur spirit mm-hmm. has to be born in me.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing about me and Ms. Parker, we've always talked about on her side of her family. My grandfather was entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Papa George.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about my other one.
So let's go 2 times. We're going to go 2 times.
Yeah.
So she's already being a bread entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So
one is agri. One was graphic design and retail. But then my biological was construction.
Oh, 3 times.
Yeah.
So you got 3 times of DNA.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship built in you. And for me, you know, me and Ms. Parker talked about seeing other times. On my daddy's side, we've basically taken over the businesses that my grandmother and grandfather started in the 60s.
Yeah.
So now we're on the real estate side of business, and, you know, it's bred into me too.
Yeah, yeah. He has, crazily, he has kind of an agri slash real estate. I'm agri slash graphic design and retail slash construction, and you're agri slash real estate. So we kind of meet, which is hilarious, because if you look at the things we have going.
I'm just over here giggling.
Right.
For those who don't see it, I'm giggling.
I'm cracking up because of the businesses that we operate and we run. There's the real estate side. There's the graphic design and retail side. Only one that's left is Agri.
Also, Agri still is there.
Yeah, it is absolutely still there.
Yeah, because I have a reason to be Agri.
Yeah. Science degrees. Science degrees. So there you go.
We just have this crazy, I'm putting my fingers together.
Yeah.
And if you don't see the video, I'm showing how we merge together, you know. And that's just how it's wild, because you look at the community mm-hmm. aspect of it. Me and my wife, I'm from Southeast Arkansas. My wife is originally from Eastern Arkansas. Yeah. And so it's just like when I'm putting my hands together, it's just like a merge.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't think we've ever like broken it down and really categorized and identified it like that. Agri, construction, and graphic design and retail, your agri and real estate. Yeah, I don't think we've ever broken it down like
and
that.
Now we just some blended all that shit together.
Like, we didn't even realize it. Like, they are overlapping like crazy.
Hey,
Like,
okay. That's why I make this podcast, Ms. Park. We just keep it a book.
We make a pretty good team.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. And why I'm mad. Besides, she pretty. She got a good head on the shoulders. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. Listen, I tell everybody all the time, you got to find you a good one. Find you a good one. Because you're going to be good to you. You're going to be good to her.
You are crazy.
But yeah, so we go back to the aspect of community and culture.
Yeah.
We always talked about how, for us, the culture runs the scene.
It does.
And, you know, if you want to come and be a part of that culture aspect, you can always come by www.watchforthenumber4thehook.com. Get that podcast money merch link.
Right, when you're ready.
We're still looking for those. I say still looking. Mm-hmm. What I'm going to say is,
you are there for those.
You took the word right out of
it. Yeah.
We are there for those who want to take that entrepreneur journey.
Yeah.
We just need to think about it. If you want to conquer the world, at the first thing about it, you got to conquer your doorstep. It means you got to get outside your way.
That's true. So at that point, utilize your community. And that
God damn it.
I get under.
Yeah. No. The thunder is great. We are part of a community who wants to help small business owners thrive.
Yeah.
We are giving free tools and advice and learning experiences.
Oh, absolutely. Some paid for it. Some slapped in the face with.
Oh, no. Everything paid for.
Yeah.
Either by money, time, or just catching that hook.
Yeah.
They all been paid.
But you know what I would like to see? I would like to see, in a perfect world, there be a balance of culture and community, or culture infused with into community, or community infused into culture. That would be a perfect world. Because at that point, to me, that would mean that everyone in your culture is no longer afraid to share.
That's real business.
Like, that's what I want to see.
And on that culture aspect, as a woman who owns real estate, and you look at the culture, sometimes it's hard.
It's very hard. Because you're sitting up here, you pretend. See, this when I hit my soapbox. You pretend you're rooting for success. When in actuality, you are not rooting. You are pretend clapping. You're hoping that it don't get one, not even one step ahead of you. You're hoping we don't get to the point where their steps equate to yours. Because you don't want them to even really be on your level. Because we've been bred to believe only one person can sit at this table. Only one of us can be at this table. When in actuality, build you another fucking table and put a lot of people there.
So when Ms.
That's Parker, what they did.
What Ms. Parker talked about is, you get told what you bring to the table. Ms. Parker is basically saying, for us, not just us, but talking about for the community, we are the table.
We are the table.
We're the table.
Pull some chairs up. That's what me and you say. We say, pull some chairs up.
Say it one more time for the girl.
Chairs up. And that's why I love Kendria. Because we don't necessarily operate in the same lane. We operate in similar lanes. However, comma, she has no issue calling me saying, hey, going to send you this. What do you think about it? And I could say, girl, that's ugly AF. Don't do that. And she's going to be like, really? You full of mess. And I'm gonna be like, I told you the truth. Right? Exactly. Or I can run something by her and she'd be like, now, what kind of sense does that make? I'd be like, you know what? I don't know, but I figured you'd give me the truth. She's like, instead of doing it like this, why don't we reach out to this person?
And speaking about those hits and misses, we got something coming from y'all from Washington. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to kill him. Damn, they still alive.
I don't this one.
By the time you hear this podcast, it should be on our site, hopefully.
Yeah.
If not, it'd be maybe
it's
a week or two behind.
Yeah.
It's close. And then, like I say, Later on this year, Legacy Greater Than Me is
coming. It's coming. That's my baby.
Yeah, we are making sure we leave no stone unturned. Our community.
Yeah.
Because
and the culture.
The culture. Because it's all about what we're doing is not for us.
Nope.
We would not reap the multiple benefits.
No, we won't.
The work we're putting in right now. The work we're putting in is for my daughters,
yes,
granddaughters, great granddaughters, great great granddaughters.
Right.
Because y'all think we talking shit, but I'm gonna tell y'all right now, the property that we own together was from my grandparents.
Right.
So let me get you. My grandparents were generation one.
Right.
My father was generation two.
Yeah.
Me and Titana are generation three.
Yes, we are.
Our kids are generation four.
That's
it's already so
deep. That's generational assets.
Already so deep.
Yeah.
So, us doing what we need to do as a community.
Yeah.
Culturally, we are now establishing
and impacting.
Impacting four generations plus going forward.
Absolutely.
So when we're long and gone.
Yeah. We may not be wealth right now, but because it is already multi-generational, there's the potential for the wealth to come along.
To go 5, 6,
yep,
7, 8, 9 generations. So for those who don't understand, this will be like for somebody who was not us starting their business in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And getting fruitful now.
Yeah. Yeah. You talking about JP Morgan and Chase now?
I'm not giving a fuck that clout. No, why he said, you see, I ain't say no name.
I had to give a reference for the people to be able to relate to. Like, you called out a time period, a day. Yeah, but let me give you a name you may now recognize.
And shout out to them begging financial institutions that don't hate on the black folks.
Oh, God.
Don't give me for those that don't hate on the black people, you know, we love y'all.
I'm going to have an episode in my pocket for that. But, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to keep that a real book.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Like, a lot of people see it as C versus C, culture versus community. I see it as C ampersand C, culture and community. You need both.
Yes.
Both would be beautiful.
Yes.
But in most cases, we haven't necessarily gotten to that point. And I'm speaking on behalf of me and you. I'm just talking about in general.
Because even in this right now, this day and age, in April of 2024, we are looking at what is considered culture.
You took the words out of my mouth.
And what is considered community. Culture is young, and I'm going to keep it 100, bunch of young black dudes out here flashing money with some European designers on their labels. And the next thing you know, they dead and gone.
Yeah.
And somebody got to pay for their funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
That ain't culture. That ain't community. I'm going to tell you what's culture.
That foolishness.
Once you make it, when you get you some money, go establish you some generational assets. Learn how money moves. We've already talked about that on the podcast. Learn how money moves. Money don't move with your hand. You watch your video. And you moving dollars and $20. You got 80 bands in my hand. You got 50 bands in your hand on Thursday. You cooked on Saturday and your family asking for 50 bands to bury you.
On Monday.
Where your 80 bands go? Mm-hmm. No. That's not, that doesn't work. But looking at the aspect is, once you secure the bag, learn how to matriculate.
That's right.
Don't cross the bag. Because that's what we're doing. As a culture, are flossing a bag. And the bigger bag is behind us. And guess what? They're not in our community.
So let me give you my perspective on culture and community. And then like maybe we'll wrap up because I didn't even realize we had ran our mouth this long.
Keep it going. Keep it
going. So to me, culture is what helps sets the tone. This is speaking specifically for us guys.
us.
Culture is what helps sets the tone for the product that we push, for the color palettes that we push, for the designs that we create, for the items that we put out, for the look and the design of our website, who we are getting to gravitate to us, who we are trying to capture, be it new, capture customer acquisition, be it old customer retention, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is determined by your culture. Community are those individuals we speak to that are having those same thoughts. And we're working together on a, you know, a pseudo whiteboard, writing and outlining, this is what we're trying to do now. This is what we have seen has worked in the past. This is a new emerging trend. This is how we need to look at the data, slice the data. This is telling us where we need to push items, that business aspect. That's why I say there's culture, ampersand, community. What would be beautiful is if we could get the culture, which is typically your race that you identify with, to align with the community, that same race that has those same like-minded individuals that are okay with sharing that information to come together as one. That would be perfect.
Barker said, if you are from the early 90s, and I remember this song, it was by CNC Music Factory. The new CNC Music, yeah. The new CNC Factory needs to be culture and community.
That's right.
We'll catch y'all next time.